So how can a person in this old world, in this culture, find emotional healing? There's no quick, easy fix for emotional healing. Some say, well, all you got to do is accept Jesus in your life and all your troubles will go away. No, that's not. You need to accept Christ in your life. But Jesus said in Matthew 26:41, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So we have that struggle. So if you're following God, the first step to emotional healing is the one who restores our soul. Jesus came in part to heal the brokenhearted. But we need to remember that healing is the process. They always say that time heals a lot. And it is a process, and it does take time. But here's a few little practical things as a follower of Christ that you can do to help with emotional healing. Meditate on God's Word. Confess any known sin to God. Take control of your thoughts. And better yet, allow the Holy Spirit to take control of those thoughts. We take every captive thought to make it obedient to Christ. Joyce Meyer wrote a wonderful book called The Battlefield of the Mind. And if you ever read it or you're dealing with some of these things, you can find a great resource there. Forgive those who hurt you. That's important. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ has forgiven you. And then see yourself as God loving you, because you are loved. And then get involved with a local church or Bible teaching church, or open yourself up to a fellowship and a teaching ministry. Faith Radio is a good place to go. Trinity Broadcasting. We are so blessed to have so many Christian ministries that's on radio and television that you can tune in anytime, 24/7. And maybe just when you tune in, it just might be a word that will encourage you. Jesus Christ can help us find emotional healing. His spirit is the spirit of kindness, selflessness, truth, trustworthiness, and he finds joy in producing such qualities in you. And he and will delight to turn you around and make you the kind of person who can trust and be trusted by others, resulting in better relationships all around. And the Bible's full of these kind of passages. So.